Hi, everybody. Sorry I'm a minute late. Welcome to the new series that we're doing, The Light at the End of the Tunnel, Drink It In Style, given by me, Jordana Baraja. If it's something that you enjoy learning with me, please, you could find me on my website, jordanatoward.com. You can find me on Instagram, drinkitin_Jordana. You could email me at jbarakov@gmail.com. I send out a weekly newsletter. If you're interested, you could contact Sheer Enjoyment or on my website, and we could add you to the mailing list, the contact list. Anytime you want to sponsor a class, that is amazing. We get to close to almost 1,000 listeners live right now. So that's an unbelievable thing that you are part of this major group of listeners of learning and being inspired together. So it's a big zechut of great merit for Aliyah V'Neshama or so on for Refuah Shleima, for anything else that you might want, any type of Yeshua. So feel free to contact Sheer Enjoyment for any sponsorship. So now, let's get to the light at the end of the tunnel. Why would I call this new series The Light at the End of the Tunnel? So if you are connecting it to the 3 weeks, then you are correct. Ding, ding, ding. Okay, in Hebrew, the 3 weeks is called Bein Hamit. And so we'll get to that in a second, what that actually means. But I want to talk about this time period. When does it start and when does it end? So today is Yud Zayin Tammuz, which is, some people know, Shiva Sabra Tammuz, the 17th of Tammuz, is the beginning of what we call the 3 weeks. And 3 weeks later is Tisha B'Av, the 9th of Av. So these 3 weeks is known as a time period of mourning. Now these three weeks are connected to two other fasts that I want to bring to your attention. The other fast was Aseret B'Tevet, the 10th of Tevet, and another fast is Tzum Gedalia. So it happens that these four fasts go together, because these four fasts are all connected to the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash, to the destruction of the temple. So what happens is that in the 10th of Tevet, that's when the enemies, the Romans, had made a siege around Jerusalem. Come to this Sunday, Yud Zayin Tammuz, there are other tragedies that we'll be talking about. One of the tragedies is that they broke down the walls of Jerusalem and started entering Jerusalem. On the 9th of Av, as we know, they destroyed the Beit HaMikdash 1, the first temple and the second temple were both destroyed on the 9th of Av. And on Tzum Gedalia Gimel Tishrei, Gedalia was the last leader after the destruction. Like, it was our last little bit of hope that maybe he would start fresh anew, and he was killed. And once he was killed, it really, really, really brought everyone down, and they lost total hope. And so that's why these four fasts are connected together. So when it comes to the 3 weeks, it's beginning again of the 17th of Tammuz to the 9th of Av. These 3 weeks are times of mourning. So what is this Bein HaMitzarim? Bein HaMitzarim literally means within the straits or within the borders. Okay, Tsar, maybe you guys know that famous song, Gesher Tsar Me'od, right? We're talking about like a very narrow bridge. We're in certain borders, so it's starting from one border to the other border, so it's a very narrow space. And when you feel confined in a narrow space, you feel like you're choking, you feel like you can't live, you're suffering. And it's interesting that it starts with this week's Torah portion. I want to connect it to this week's Torah portion with Parshat Balak. In Parshat Balak, Balak the king requests from Bilam to curse the Jewish people. And when he asks God, and God says no, and then the messengers come a second time, and Hashem says go, but you could only say whatever I tell you to say. And he starts on this journey. Three times a malach comes and tries to stop Bilam. But each time Bilam doesn't see this malach, but the aton, which is a female donkey, the aton actually sees the malach and stops. And each time, I want to describe each one. So the first time they're on their journey, Bilam's on the aton, and there's a malach standing that says that a cherub, he has a sword, shlufa biyado, he has a sword drawn in his hand, trying to stop them on the path. And so what the donkey does is, the donkey then moves off to the side and goes around the malach. Okay? Bilam's not very happy, he's not going in a direct route. The second time, what happened is that it says that Bilam is now traveling with a donkey and a very narrow path, very narrow path, that he has a wall from one side, a camera on the other side, and so that when the donkey sees the malach, what happens is he tries to bypass the malach, but in the process, since the path is so narrow, he presses, imagine it, in your brain, he presses the leg of Bilam, since it's on one side of the donkey, presses it against the wall, and it's like getting crushed and scraped. And Bilam gets very angry and hits the donkey again. The third, it says that it was such a narrow path that there was no room to the right or the left of the malach, that the donkey just crouches down and doesn't move and doesn't budge. And I think that's such a beautiful metaphor for life, and in the negative, unfortunately, that when things aren't going, when we see obstacles in our life, sometimes we try to bypass it. And then another obstacle comes, and then we feel more constrained. And then sometimes a third obstacle could come, and we get so overwhelmed with our situation that we just pick up our hands and sit down, and we're like, that's it, we're giving up. And that's not okay. We shouldn't be giving up. We should try to look at these obstacles as signs to learn from and to grow from and to realize that we could jump over these hurdles. That's the donkey never tried to jump over, trying to circumvent, go around until he finally gave up. Sometimes we have to head things on, straight on, in order to get through, not to go around and try to take shortcuts, because in the end, the shortcut is not going to do you any good. You have to really work through your situation, work through your problem in order to understand it so that you can prevent it from not having another one. Each time the donkey was trying to go around and another obstacle came, and again and again and again. But maybe if he learned to walk right through it, he would have broken that cycle. So Bein HaMitzarim, we're in this very narrow mourning time period. And there's what to learn from. So we're in this time period of restrictions, and we use it as terms of mourning. It's a mourning restrictions, and there are customs that we follow about haircuts, similar to that of Omer, when we were counting the Omer. And no weddings, no parties, no public celebrations, no shaved haircuts, like I said. People refrain from going to live concerts and maybe listening to live music. Maybe some people don't listen to music at all during this time period. Really, the typical things that we take upon for mourning. But there were other things that happened besides what I had told you about breaking the siege. In the Torah, we're also told, it's taught to us in Torah Shabbat Alpeh, in the Oral Torah, that the Moshe Rabbeinu had destroyed the tablets on Yud Zayin Tammuz, that it happened on Yud Zayin Tammuz, which is very powerful message, that he saw them, and he was like, he saw the people serving Avodah Zarah, and he was like, oh my gosh, and he breaks those tablets. So that alone already starts us off in such a time of mourning, that leading to destruction, and how the people were really astray. So not only is it in more of the times of the temple that the Romans broke through the siege, but really going back to the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Egel HaZahav, the golden calf, when he saw what was happening, he just broke these tablets. That reaction of just breaking, of really not heading on the situation, but just immediate reaction to when times are in trouble. And it wasn't a good thing that he just broke those luchot. We needed another set of luchot. And the second set weren't as holy as the first set anymore. So the damage was done. And so that's an important message, that we need to deal with life situations, no matter how tsar, no matter how narrow, no matter how constrained we feel within our borders, there's going to be light at the end of the tunnel, that this is the tunnel. This is the 3 weeks. This is our tunnel time. And that we shouldn't try to jump over, like a void, but rather we should try to head it on and be careful of our reactions. to the tunnel that we're in, because our reactions are going to determine how soon we're going to see that light, how bright that light is going to be, and how beautiful the light can actually be at the end of the tunnel. So with that, I'm going to leave you. This is just a little bit of a glimpse just to get us started with this series. I'm going to hopefully do it for 3 weeks to coincide with the 3 weeks of Bein HaMitzarim. So I look forward to hearing me again next week, this time at 1:45 Eastern Standard Time. And again, if you like what you hear, there's more Torah that I give on Instagram, Facebook, on Instagram, drinkitin_Jordana. If you want to get onto the newsletter, I send out a newsletter every week, more Torah. You could find me on jordanatorah.com. Whatever you want, however you want to contact me, jbarachov@gmail.com. You want to contact me through Sheer Enjoyment. And if you want to sponsor, contact Sheer Enjoyment. It's such as a chutz for anything. I hope you have a great, great day and an easy fast on Sunday.